College loans do have to be paid back. On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Karen Welch is here talking about some of the downsides of those loans. What percentage of the people who come in to you for help on their college loans can't be helped?
I'd say it depends on the month, but sometimes it's almost 50% of the people that come in.
They're just stuck with their loans?
Yeah, well, for a lot of those folks, they're stuck with their private student loans that they've taken out because they couldn't get enough financial aid or federal loans to pay for their tuition and room and board. So they go to a private loan company, take out a loan. And for those folks, they really don't have many options with repayment at this point.
Is this a bit of advice looking forward for kids and parents who are looking at college applications at this time of year?
Absolutely. I would really advise students and their parents to take a look at what the terms of these private loans are. Generally, you're not allowed any more than like a one-year forbearance of the loan with the interest continuing to accrue, and then you have to make payments. Oftentimes, too, parents co-sign these loans. So when the students can't pay them, the parent is then on the hook for the loan, too. And they often go to the parent because they're the deeper pocket.
Does this keep the parents working beyond retirement just to pay the kids' loans?
Oh, absolutely. And I have parents that come in who are on Social Security retirement, who have, you know, parent plus loans that their Social Security is being taken. Yes.
Obviously, you have to be more careful in applying for financial aid of some sort. Are there also programs that maybe the government will eat part of the loans?
Well, for federal loans, we have the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which allows students who then go into government service or private not-for-profit service to work and make payments for 10 years. And then after that 10 years, if there's a balance on the loan left, it's forgiven. So those are great programs for, you know, a portion of students, but those only apply to federal student loans.
This is the time of year when seniors are looking seriously at college, and I assume their families are. Is looking at these various federal programs that might help pay part of the cost down the line really important?
I think it's tremendously important. And I think, too, like, people have to be savvy and smart about the financial choices they're making. Because a lot of times, you know, young folks and their parents think, well, I can pay, you know, $25,000, $30,000, take out that much in loans to pay for school per year. But they don't understand at the end of that time, they're going to have a debt of like over $100,000. And are they going to actually be in a position to pay that back? For the federal loans, they can obviously defer them and get better repayment. But if you wind up taking private loans, you're going to be stuck with paying those. And often I see, especially, you know, with the financial crisis, students are having a harder and harder time getting jobs that pay enough to pay back all this debt.
Do you really get people who come in who have more than $100,000 in loans?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's so easy to do nowadays, especially for, you know, the typical middle-class kid who goes to a private four-year school. They will often have to take out, you know, a private loan to pay for that room and board because, unfortunately, the federal financial aid, including student loans, has not kept pace with the cost of college. So what happens is if that student wants to go to that school, then they're going to be forced to borrow from a private company.
We both went to private colleges. Does this mean that more kids are looking seriously at SUNY?
I think that's why, if you look, the community colleges, the SUNYs, all of those, their application are really, the applications from students are really up because for them, you know, the cost is so much cheaper.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Karen Welch has been here, and we've been talking about those college loans that sound good until you have to pay them back, and you may not be able to. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.